Would you call it a show?
I don't know much about that.
What is a show? Is that the mayor?
Mary Jane? Oh, dear. different names for pigs. We call shote and what else? The male.
The boar?
Boar, that's right. The shote. What is a shote?
Little bitty pig.
Little
it's a female call. Female.
The boar and
pig.
Let's see, the sow.
Sow. Yeah, that's right. Sow.
We call it sow and boar and shote.
Good. All right. If you want to refer to the whole group of them, you'd say, well, there are 25 in the
pigs. We say
pigs.
Just pigs.
We don't say hogs. Sometimes they say hogs too. Pigs and hogs. They use both here.
Mm-hmm. And the sometimes the teeth stick out in the pig. They call it their
tusks.
And on the back of the neck grow the hair, the stiff hair on the pig. Sometimes they got big, heavy. You see, even say that about a brush sometimes. A brush has stiff
bristles.
And you feed a pig, he'll out of a...
In a trough.
And you might say there, if there were three of them, there are three trough.
The pigs in a trough.
Or, no.
Three troughs.
Well, that's probably what would happen. But there are three of these things. There's one trough and three...
Three pigs.
Or three troughs.
Three troughs.
Troughs?
Three
troughs, then.
Three troughs.
Just trying to get the plural here. Now, the... is there a name for the sound that a calf makes when it's taken away from its mother? You'd say the calf let out a...
Bawl.
And during the noise that the cow makes when you take the calf away from it.
We call it mooing.
Moo?
Mm-hmm. Moos.
Mm-hmm. And how about the noise that a horse makes when he's hungry?
Winners.
And what do you call a hen that's on a nest trying to hatch?
A
hen's on a nest. She's trying to hatch.
Setting hen.
And the place where you keep the chickens, the building?
Hen house.
And how about the container that you'd use to carry them to market with the little bars in it? That'd be the chicken.
You also call it a chicken coop, though, Mrs. Leon, don't you? Chicken coop? Don't you call this the hen house and a chicken coop? You use both words.
Yeah.
Chicken coop is the same as a hen house.
Chicken coop, mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, we call that
chicken coop.
Boy. So just east of here, they'll call a chicken coop the container that they use to carry them to market in. And they would never use the building. It's chicken coop. I always thought chicken coop was a hen house thing. Now, children sometimes they like to get a certain bone when they're eating chicken. They pull it apart.
Wishbone.
Do you have any term for the edible insides of a cow, of a calf, or a pig, when they butcher it, and there's some of the insides that they can eat? A term which would, I mean, it includes probably the liver.
Liver?
It would be a term for the liver, the heart, or any of these things, a general term for them all. You never talk about the harslet or mm-hmm. chitlins.
No.
Chitlins is around my home. You refer to them individually, in other words, mm-hmm. by liver and
liver
so forth.
Liver and call them the organ.
Okay. When you hear the cows lowing, you say it's getting near, what time?
Milking time.
It's not feeding time.
Oh, feeding time.
Okay. They wouldn't say chore time, probably.
Never mind.
Chore time?
Mm-hmm.
Chore
time.
Mm-hmm. Now, since you're not I haven't been on a farm, Mrs. Leon, probably...
I've been on a farm, but I've never lived on a farm.
Never lived on a farm. Well, maybe you can remember some of these anyway. The call to a cow that a farmer might make to get the cow in from pasture.
Mm-hmm.